It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Now, Moogie are an Auckland-based duo who have just recently released their debut EP, Vacation. The production is top-notch, the lyrics are poignant and deeply personal, and it's one of this year's most compelling listens, and Carl and Yeri join me in studio to perform the tracks from it. Good evening.
Hey. Thanks, man. That was a really nice introduction.
Yeah, I told you it was going to be nice.
But I truly believe it.
We
first spoke a couple of years ago, where your first track came out, and I want to talk about what's been going on in between. Why don't we hear some of the music? Because it's bloody good. So we're just gonna move some microphones out the way, and then we'll give you a thumbs up, and we'll bloody go to it. Just one moment, Ben's getting. We've got, of course, as always, live and direct. We've got cameras involved. Ben and Adam are here. We'll get a video up in the next coming weeks of this too. It's going to be great. But yes, Moogie, live in the 95 BFM studio.
I've been here the longest, raised to articulate in one tongue, speculate in another. I know Oppa doesn't translate to brother. The real meaning lies in the gap of your ages and power. I know binge drinking, overpriced cream bottles, and neon lip bars that can translate to my brother. But the culture is at least one out of mine. In my movement between the spaces of the places that replace the home I never settled in one. As my world spins nightly, the sun and yours burning brightly. I have traveled since, though I move lightly. To the front now, color just don't belong in the background. Fantasize in your prime, paradise in your mind. Fuck what they call opportunity. I don't take what they give, no love for me. Color blind in the mind, paradise in the mind. Rise with the afternoon, I can't remember what to do when I'm with you. Drinking gold and smoking haze all day. So just wait a little, I promise I can take us away. Soon we'll be living, drinking gold and smoking haze. Ooh. Wake up in paradise. One day we'll wake up in paradise. This feeling, can you believe me? One day we'll wake up in paradise. One day we'll wake up in paradise. This feeling, can you believe me? One day we'll wake up in paradise. Can you believe me? One day we'll wake up in paradise.
95 BFM. Ooh, sorry, excuse the microphone. Adam, after you've done that, we've got a guest at the door. Would you be able to let him in? Take him through the lounge. Thank you, 95 BFM, live radio, joined by Amugi. Whew, that was great.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was more than great. That was fantastic. It's one of those ones where I feel sorry for the camera people because they can't hear anything.
They're just, they're just watching us.
They can just hear you singing.
Oh, no.
And a cappella, but yeah. I'm sure Ben will enjoy that upon listening back. If we could pick up on the point that I was talking about earlier, mm-hmm. you came out with Dizzy.
Yes.
A couple of years back, but then there was a break.
Yeah.
Why? What was going on?
I think we were kind of going through the same thing, so it happened without us like talking about it, and we just kind of like.
Yeah,
did our own thing for a bit.
I mean, it was like right at the end of year 13 when we made Dizzy.
Yeah.
I guess. And after we made it, like, I don't know, I didn't think like heaps that much of it, you know.
Yeah.
It was like just another song that we were working on. Yeah. I guess, but like the
yeah.
first thing that we released. But
yeah.
It
yeah.
did get picked up by NME. And
yeah, I know.
Yeah,
like,
that was
crazy.
Wild.
Honestly,
oh
like the response was like, insane.
Yeah,
it was definitely
yeah.
like not what we're expecting.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, I mean,
so
after that happened.
You must have felt like, you know, like, oh.
Yeah.
We got something now.
Kind
damn,
of,
yeah.
yeah. And, like, we started working on a lot of tracks, but I don't know, we still didn't really have like a solid direction that we wanted to go in or
yeah.
anything. And like yeah, definitely just feeling like the pressure and, you know, eyes
yeah.
watching and everything. So yeah, it was a little bit scary. And I feel like, I don't know, I needed to like kind of improve my production skills a little bit. And like, I don't really know, but yeah, there was kind of a break. Like, me and Yuri were still in contact, but
yeah,
we just
yeah,
got
yeah.
busy like starting uni and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was definitely something we wanted to
yeah, definitely.
With, yeah.
And also that's a pivotal time in people's lives. Things,
yeah, exactly.
things change pretty
yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
We're like 18 years old.
Exactly.
just
and
out of high school.
Yeah.
yeah.
And yeah, we're like moving out of our house and everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
yeah, it was a lot going on at that time. But yeah, now we're like,
I feel like it was like fated by the universe. Like, we came together and it was just
yeah.
like next level shit. Like,
yep.
sorry.
Say what you like. Say what you yeah, definitely worth the wait.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thank you.
And I was wondering, you know, you're still pretty new to performing live,
yeah,
right?
Definitely,
yeah,
definitely,
how are you navigating that switch between something that's been so maybe production-based,
yeah.
But now you have to show it in a different way?
Yeah, it's been pretty interesting. I mean, yeah, like...
A lot of meditating beforehand, like, calm myself down.
Get open up the
yeah,
headspace
yeah.
at.
Yeah, yeah. but yeah, I feel like we're definitely, like... very new to like performing live and everything, and there's definitely a lot of things that I want to like flesh out, and yeah, I don't know, we have been talking about maybe like forming some kind of band and like getting some more members
yeah.
involved, so I think yeah, there's a lot of potential, but at the moment like it's really simple setup, and we just want to be able to yeah, get our tracks heard, I guess. So yeah, at the moment it's really simple, but we really want to yeah.
Could we talk to your origins of how you got into music? Maybe Yuri, starting with you. How, when was the first time you sung in front of people?
Oh my god, not for a long, long time. Like, I think I probably started when I was 17, and that's the first time I ever sang in front of anybody. And I didn't actually start out singing, but I started out playing really bad guitar in like a girl band, and it was just kind of like building confidence from there, because I didn't see a lot of like Asian role models in New Zealand while going to school, and most of the guys that I saw that were in music were guys who were mostly white, so I didn't really have that confidence of like, oh, I can do this too, until I was just like, there's nothing holding me back except for myself. And then yeah, I guess it just went on from there, and I've always liked writing a lot, so writing my own words, I guess, and being able to say my own words and not give my words to somebody else, like, that was a big thing for me, because I was like, you know, I wrote this, like, I want to say this, and I want to feel empowered through this, so yeah.
I was going to ask, and we'll get to your...
It's all about me, Carl.
but as I mentioned in the intro, the lyrics are very poignant,
yeah.
Deeply personal. How does it feel performing these songs?
It feels really good. It feels like I've had a lot, I guess, pent up, and now I can finally express everything in a simple way, because... Before, you talk about, I guess, like racial issues or like political issues, or you talk about like migrants in New Zealand, which is pretty much what the album is about. And a lot of people are usually like, oh, can you explain further? And it takes a lot of energy to explain everything. But I feel like now we finally put something together where I don't have to speak anymore. And I can just kind of sing and stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
People can listen.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to do the emotional labor.
Exactly, exactly. I'm tired.
Yeah. And Carl, you've been messing around with production for, what, 4 or 5 years now?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's been a while. I mean, yeah, when I was maybe 13 or 14, my brother's friend came around and, like, installed the crack version of FL Studio, like...
Another one!
You know, on the family computer.
I'm keeping tally. We're at a good 5 or 6 different... electronic bass people who started on
FL Studio. I'm still using it, to be honest, like, yeah, but
well, if it's not broke,
you know. Yeah, exactly, I guess. And yeah, I don't know, ever since then I've just, it's always been something that was on the computer, and when I was bored I'd end up messing around with it. But it wasn't until, like, yeah, I guess, yeah, the last year of high school I started taking it a bit more seriously. Like, I showed some friends some songs because I hadn't really shown anyone anything.
But you had so much, like, you had so many songs, but you never shared it. Yeah, it's but, amazing.
Yeah, once I got, like, a little bit of positive feedback from my friends, I was kind of like, whoa, like, I feel like I'm kind of getting the hang of this.
Like, you need that validation.
Yeah, so, yeah, but, yeah, after that I kind of, I don't know, yeah, decided to take it a bit more seriously. And, yeah, I went to Mainz and I studied audio engineering and, like, I was really, yeah, I just got really into it and, like, mixing and production and stuff. And so, yeah, it's just, it's a hobby, you know, it's really fun. And, like, yeah, it never feels like work or anything. It just kind of comes naturally when we're writing songs together. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. I see music as, like, a very, like, time consuming, money consuming, like, all encompassing hobby.
So why do we do it?
Definitely.
And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like, would I be into rugby? No, probably. You can only buy so many Canterbury t-shirts. You know? So the EP's out. Where to from here? What's the plan?
I don't really know. We're working on a lot of songs. Yeah. Like, it feels weird because the songs on Vacation, we actually, like, sat on them for quite a while.
Yeah, maybe,
like,
a long time.
Yeah, probably like a year, actually, before, we kind of came back to them and, like, added those spoken word bits and kind of, like, fleshed out the songs a little bit more. And it was weird releasing it. And
they're like over it.
Yeah, because, like, we're already over it, you know, like, we've already heard it a million times, you know, so.
Well, that's good for us because that means that you're probably, you know, halfway through to the next
one.
Yeah,
well, I guess so, yeah. We've been working on lots of new stuff, but I don't want to rush it though. I really want to,
take the time you need.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But, we really think, like, wanting to take everything to, like, the next level and just, like, exploring new sounds and new ways of, I guess, just putting everything together.
And I just, you said it perfectly,
I said it.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks so much for inviting us.
We've got time for one more song.
Yes.
Can you introduce it for us and then we'll give it a listen?
Yeah, sure. This one's actually a new one. We haven't really worked on it like a whole bunch and it's still pretty raw, but we wanted to play it because, we really like it,
Sick.
So, yeah.
Say no more. Moogie, live in the 95B Film Studio for Live and Direct, brought to you with help from NZ On Air Music.
Looked over and your seat was cold, but what happened last night was not my fault. I got too much shit on my mind to give attention to the slightest lie. I could breathe every cloud in the sky, just to stay alive in my mind. And I wanna be alone every night. Maybe that's a lie, or maybe I'm right. Oh girl, keep your hands together, let your soul divide. Eyes looking forward and your head rewinding. Keep it cool. Enter your silence. Breathe in, breathe out. Getting lost in the cloud. The days just go by when we give a week for an ounce. Another round for the table. We drowning out the angels. I write my own prayers and build my own temples. I wanna know if you're not feeling me. What you expect from me? Was your love for free? Is this really me? Is this really love? Are you draining me? This is soulfully challenging. But if it's all worth it for you, there's no shaking me. There's no shaking me. Your eyes looking forward and your head rewinding. Cause they can't tell you nothing, no. They can't tell you nothing. Smoke turning green. Crush out these roaches. Don't wanna sound mean, but I am too faded. Too jaded on this. I'm jaded on this. No. Ooh, girl, keep your hands together. Your soul divided, your eyes looking forward and your head rewinded. Keep it cool. Enter your silence. Smoke turning green. Crush out these roaches. Don't wanna sound mean, but I am too faded. Too jaded on this. I'm jaded on. Jaded on this. I'm jaded on my distractions. I exercise patience, but I'm not the one to call if you're fucking around.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!